Time for This Week at Waldorf, we bring in Rachel Harms, director of the Pillars Program at Waldorf, along with student Nolan Reynolds. Guys, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And Rachel, we'll start with you. The school year off to a good start?
Yes, we're getting rocking and rolling with our Pillars programming, our Pillars meetings, and all that fun stuff.
And let's reinitiate our audience and talk to us about what the Pillars program entails.
Sure, yeah. Students that are part of the Pillars program get kind of extra outside of the classroom type experiences. We do a lot of team building activities, and this past year I kind of worked a lot on like getting out in the community, doing like grade level type stuff. So just kind of more of a focus on the four pillars of Waldorf, which is passion, tradition, success, and community.
Nolan, tell me about your experience. First of all, where are you from?
I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota.
Okay, so not too far away in the general scheme of things. You're used to snow and winter and all that stuff.
Yep, exactly.
And are you a sophomore, junior, senior?
Yeah, this is my second year here at Waldorf, so I'm a sophomore.
Okay, very good. So you're initiated the community. Tell me about your Pillars experience.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I wouldn't be here at Waldorf if it wasn't for the Pillars program. Really, it's provided me with a great opportunity and path into college as a first year undergraduate student, first generation undergraduate student, and being able to be here in the Pillars program. It really is a community on campus where we can just get together as a group of people, build those relationships. It makes coming to a new area easier for people, especially people that are coming from further away than I am, and it's a really cool place to be, and the projects that we get to do, it really just builds the community here at Waldorf.
Nolan, what are some of the things you did as a freshman at Waldorf?
Yeah, so outside of the Pillars program, I played with the esports team, able to do a couple tournaments in that way, and I'm also a history major, so I was able to partake in some history events and go to some conferences and stuff like that. But with the Pillars program, we work a lot of things here at the school, so I was able to work at homecoming and help out in that sort of way. Also, in the spring, a couple of my idols, I would say that I've worked closely with two star athletes, were able to come to campus and talk to us through the Pillars program, which was a really, really cool experience.
Okay. What's this year looking like for you?
Well, kind of like Rachel was saying, it's ramping up. Everything is, the ball is definitely rolling. Things are getting busier and busier, but it's good. It's good to fall back into that routine. I have a history conference coming up in September that I'm speaking at in Fargo, North Dakota, the Northern Great Plains History Conference on behalf of the history department here at Waldorf University. But otherwise, I'm excited once sports start up to start attending the sporting events here at Waldorf and kind of get back into the groove of student life here.
Rachel, how many students do you have?
Right now, we have about 68 students that are part of the Pillars program. So we have a lot of things planned, a few speakers. We have a outing event next Wednesday here on campus. So just kind of getting out and about and bonding more as the Pillars students.
Is that a bigger class for you than normal, or is that about typical for what you'd expect?
Yep, that's more than I had in previous years, so we're definitely growing.
Wonderful.
So, anybody that's interested can definitely reach out to me to get some more information, but we have a lot of international students. We have a lot of local students, so which is nice to see that the program ramping up with those types of students.
Well, that's awesome to be growing the program. And Nolan, best of luck to you going forward. And Rachel, thank you and continued growing with Pillars.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
And that's Nolan Reynolds and Rachel Harms talking about the Pillars program here on This Week at Waldorf. And also, we've got on Saturday at 1 o'clock, soccer with Missouri Baptist. Wednesday at 2 p.m., we have women's soccer with York College. And Wednesday, the 31st at 4 p.m., men's soccer versus York College at Waldorf University.